more time, everyone together. Let's sing with all our hearts.
But now say yes, Lord.
Say yes to him now.
To your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Father. You're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Well, let's get right into the Word. Don't want to waste any time if necessary. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Did get another email from Brother Ernie. If you want to go check out some missionary that we've been supporting. Told me a bunch of places he was going to and things. And I believe without that motorcycle, it might not have been able to be as many as it was. So
amen.
Praise God for that.
Amen.
Told them to, it'll encourage the people to know that you're able to get places and things when they support missions. That's why I like to share everything I can find out, because it's, yeah, people are sometimes too ignorant. They go, well, should I support this? Where's it going? Well, if you just tell them, look, this is where it's going to. This is where people are getting saved. This is where the Holy Ghost is manifesting.
Amen.
I'll put $5 to that.
Amen.
Who cares about going to McDonald's today? If I can give $10 and watch somebody get saved, it's all worth it.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2. If anybody caught that, me and Dad don't take notes for service. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to fill in the blank here for you. Dad read 9 and 10. We're going to read 1 to 8. How many believes God ordains all things?
Amen.
The exact way it needs to be.
Amen.
1 Peter 2, 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Amen.
To whom coming? Now watch, we're coming to Christ. As what? As unto a living stone. Not as just a brick, not as something that you talk to and don't talk back. Unto a living stone, a living God, a God that's real, just as you hear in my voice right now.
Amen.
We're coming as unto a living God, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious.
Amen.
Ye also, oh my, not just
Amen.
Him alive, but ye also as lively stones
Amen.
Are built up. And if you look, that's are being built up. A spiritual house
right.
and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
Amen.
Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious.
Yes.
But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And as a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereto also they were appointed. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. In verse 6. Colossians 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, and ye have been as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. I've been preaching the living God's dwelling place, and my subject for today is the headstone. God's dwelling place is in the headstone. Let's bow our heads together before we preach the approach the Word of God. Does anyone have a need you'd like to lift up, knowing that the Word is how our needs are fulfilled? Don't be haphazard. Say, Lord, I need this today, and I'm walking out of here by faith with it. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this gathering of people today. Lord, and though we might not be many in number, Lord, you don't look at that. You weigh your church, Lord, and we pray that our hearts would be just full of the grace of God. It wouldn't have any guile as newborn babes. Let us lay aside all those things. Let us lay aside work right now and even thinking about the weather and things. Let us put that all aside and know who we're approaching this afternoon. And you're the Almighty God, Lord, and if we'll put a little faith into coming to church, how much more would you look down and smile and say, I'll take care of you all the way.
Amen.
Lord, we believe that today. I pray for this congregation. If there's one need in here, Lord, and I'm just a man, but you're the Spirit of God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. May the Word discern every thought and intent of our heart. And if there be any evil, any blackness, any sickness, any discouragement, I pray that the Holy Spirit would deliver us, Lord. And may the light of this gospel shine forth in our hearts. May this message of the hour produce in our lives what it was meant to produce. May Jesus Christ prove himself alive in each and every heart that's here today. I pray you encourage the church of the living God and just bring us one more faith up, one more glory up than we were before we got here. We commit the service into your hands and we believe that you'll answer our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. How many wants to be a dwelling place for the house of God?
Amen.
How many wants to be that temple that God can say, I am pleased to dwell in you?
Amen.
Amen. That's why I serve the living God, because other gods, they don't really want to spend any time with you.
Amen.
You read about Zeus, and what was he busy doing? Killing off everybody that didn't like him.
Amen.
Aren't you glad Christ didn't treat you that way when you didn't like him?
Amen.
When you were running from him, when he was telling you, quit doing this, quit doing that, and you said, well, no, Lord, I'll go ahead and do whatever I want, yet somehow there was a hand of love kept reaching out for your soul. How many's happy to know that this morning? That no matter what you did, no matter what you said, there was a hand of love that continually went to grab you and pull you out of that mug. What was it? It was God's dwelling place. He knew that it's not just him. He had reproduced himself, and he could see his seed laying there in muck. He could see his church laying down, defeated.
Amen.
You saw the devil trampling on his children. And if you look at it that way, you'll realize why God don't appreciate that all too well. He don't appreciate the sons of God letting the devil push them around just any old which way. You can get so humble, as the prophet said. We want the right humility. We want humility like Christ, that when they're in the temple selling things, we ain't afraid to grab a whip and whip them out of there because it's wrong. And because sin begins to come into the house, it's not time to be humble. Be like, well, Mr. Satan, that's okay. It's time to let the headstone begin to rise in you and say, whatever God has said is what's going to be here. And devil, you get out of my house.
Amen.
Us as men, the head of our house, we should be the first ones to be spearheading the gospel in our children's lives, in our wives' lives. We should be the ones that say, what God has said is true, and it will stay that way.
Amen.
When people want to reason, when people want to say, well, it's just a one little program, or we can watch this, or we can do this, and what does that do? It's just an inch for the spirit of the rotten devil to get back into the house.
Amen.
It takes a spiritual man. It takes a man who's dwelling in the living God's place.
Amen.
Not in a dead God, but the living God, where him and God are one, and when his thoughts are the same as God's, you'll have results.
Amen.
Because you and I as men, we can't do anything against the devil. Are you kidding me? He's a spiritual being and we're just natural beings.
Yeah.
But if we can rise up above that, as we said, from faith to faith, to where you really believe, I'm a son of God.
Amen.
That's right, amen.
A son of God. And if I'm the son of a duck, guess what I am? I'm a duck.
Come on.
Woo, is that all right? If I'm the son of a turtle, guess what I am? I'm a turtle. And I got a lot of traits of my papa. If I'm a son of God, I ain't here to wallow down on the ground and walk defeated. I'm here to walk in victory because my father has already conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he didn't do it for himself. He did it for me that I could have his inheritance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not time to let the devil push the church of the living God around, and I'm tired of watching it as we preach faith over and over again. And it does grieve me at times when I'll say something and it's the next service somebody doesn't have faith for that specific thing the Lord just talked about. Isn't it just amazing? And people go, I guess I don't have the faith. No, God was sending the test to show you if you can believe it or not.
Come on.
Do you understand? That's even just with me, I'll just share it. Remember what I said the other night? Some of you I just shared that with, but maybe if you remember, I said, we ain't going to cancel church unless it's real bad. It's going to be so bad.
Come on.
Then I begin to hear about a storm coming.
Come on.
And right now, this ain't nothing compared to what was supposed to be here today. We were supposed to have about a foot of snow. Something began to rise in me. And what was it? I didn't say, oh, no. Oh, I guess I spoke. Oh, I just presumed I was taking the word of God.
That's right. Amen.
That's not me anymore. It's the word of God.
Right.
And the word of God will live if you'll just put faith in it.
Amen.
He said, gather together the more as you say that day approaches. And if I see the devil wanting to put a storm in the way, say, get out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ. How many had a pretty easy drive compared to what you thought when you got out there?
Amen.
Like, oh my, it's coming down. What happened? We're built up in Laodicea. Where it's just built on fear. And oh my, here it comes. Oh, it's just terrible, terrible. Not for the Christian anymore. Let's just go ahead and throw that back at Laodicea. I'm a son of God.
I don't dwell in fear. Perfect love is cast out all fear in my life. And people look at you like, oh, you're a little proud, Brother Andrew, aren't you?
Come on.
I know who's my papa. I'm a son of God. And when I see that the Bible told us to do something and there's a roadblock, that doesn't mean it's God put a roadblock to his own word. That means he contradicted himself. It's the devil. And it's not time to say, all right, Mr. Devil, you know, that's all right. I guess we'll just let it go. And people do it more than just weather. They'll deal with sickness. Oh, my, we got sick on Sunday. I guess God don't want us going to church. Maybe he's testing you. And he allowed Satan to do it. Didn't he do it, Job? Didn't God allow Satan to torment Job? God wasn't worried about it, was he? He knew what was in Job. He knew he could overcome it. And I've made statements like that. And you know what will happen right after that? Sometimes I go, Lord, why did I say that? Because now I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
Come on.
Because God don't let you say something unless you really believe it. He'll prove that you believe it or not.
Amen.
You say, well, I expect the preacher to come to church. How many expects the preacher to show up? As we said before, you have to recognize that your position right there is just as important as standing right here. If my finger's missing, it's a bad day.
Amen.
If my foot's missing, it's a bad day. I don't care what it is. If it's my pinky toe nail, I don't care. It's a bad day. It might hurt some. I want my whole body intact. Amen. And God wants the same out of you and I.
Amen.
He wants us all together. He wants us all abounding in love for one for another, living for God with all our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Preached about sickness and saying, you know, most time when people get sick, the first thing they do is don't come to church. I said, the first thing I think is it's time to go to church. I need to get healed. I can't just sit here and get healed. Even when I know I could overcome this thing if I just get an if go all about it. I think some of us need to just go to India for a while and see what they got to do to get to church. Maybe we'll figure out we can make it.
Amen.
Came to church one time. And this is after, like I said, after I'd made comments like this, had back pain like I had never experienced in my life. I don't know. I would never curse anybody with that kind of pain. Back pain was awful. I thought I knew what back pain was until I got it. Then I figured out what back pain was. My wife would tell you I look like an 80-year-old man walking. Just like this. Guess what? I walked to the pulpit just that way. Said, Satan, I'm not backing down. God will provide me. God will meet me in his will. This is will. I'm supposed to speak today. And I don't know, maybe preachers just, I'm tired. I guess I can't do it. Call somebody else in. Maybe they were the ones supposed to speak today. But is that okay to say? Because if you have to look, you got to break it down. Did fear drive the decision or did faith?
Come on.
And if it's fear, it's not God.
That's right.
If it's faith, it is God.
Amen.
It's his very essence. It's his substance. Right. That's who he is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And sure enough, when I was preaching, my dad knows me well enough. He can kind of tell I was a little irritated. But everybody else was like, man, you didn't look too bad enough. I was feeling it, but I didn't care. It's not me. It's not me that lives. It's Christ that lives in me. This flesh is subject to the word of God out of my mouth.
Amen.
If I say body be will, it will. You say, well, it didn't happen that minute. I don't care. It has to obey because it's the word.
Amen.
I didn't say that. He said it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on.
The next thing I hate getting sick with is a headache. My wife will tell you, I'm just gone. When I get a headache, I'm out. I'm done. I hate it. Can't stand it. One Sunday, guess, again, after making statements like, guess what happened? Show up church with a blasting headache.
Come on.
Sitting out there, I'm getting that, you know, a pasty feel and all this stuff. Feel like I'm going to throw up. Say, no, I'm not doing it, devil. Shut up. In the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And I did that sitting on the front row, too. Don't make it. I didn't do that because I was preaching. I've done it just to make it to church. I sat through a whole service that way, just like this. Just feeling that, feeling like I could throw up at any moment. But faith held me. Said, I'm doing the will of God. And sure enough, by the end of that service, I felt just fine.
Amen.
Guess what happened after I felt just fine.
Amen.
God will test our faith to see if we really believe or not.
Amen.
And God allows this. Why do you think Laodicea is happening? Why do you think sickness is on a rampage? Why do you think sin is so available at every door? Are you the bride or not?
Amen.
It'll prove it.
Amen.
Because the bride will ignore all that and walk with the word. I don't care if they're all by themselves like Daniel right in the middle of Babylon. I'm not bound to no image.
Amen.
I'm not doing anything this king said. I'm not eating his meat. I'm sticking with the word of God. I don't care if they build my image and begin to worship my image. I'm not doing it.
Come on, that's right. Amen.
And don't you worship me. Don't worship my faith. You get it.
That's right. Amen.
You have the same faith. It's to every believer. If you're born again of God, you have faith.
Amen. That's right.
So I don't feel it. That ain't faith. I don't see it just yet. That ain't faith. Faith is the essence, the substance of things not seen.
Amen.
They don't stay that way, though. A lot of people got faith that way that just stays in the realms of the unseen. And they're just spiritually healed today. The real gospel affects this world right here.
Right.
It only affects it, it governs it, and
that's
it's got
right.
everything in its control. I'm not surprised when Obama takes over and this happened. I'm not surprised the politics, the churches doing what they are. I'm not even surprised at what the message churches are doing. At all.
Right.
It's to the individual. Just one person. Look, and this might get down, as we know, it's a pyramid. It begins to build up the Church of the Living God. By the time it gets to the top, who knows how many's left for the actual translation itself.
Right.
We're watching people die, haven't we? Like, at least as far as I know, not like ever before. Just seems like, man, that brother's gone. That, what's going on? Rapture going on all around us, and people just lulled to sleep almost.
Come on.
Like I said, what if this, as the prophet said, how should we treat each service like it's our last time?
Amen.
Would you sit your last service at home knowing you were going to die tomorrow?
Come on. Come on.
Would you worry about offending somebody's feelings knowing that you were going to die tomorrow and you didn't want to? You testify.
Come on.
Wouldn't you? We need to live every day like that. Well, how do I do that? By faith.
Amen.
Just live in the realms of faith. It's not you that lives. It's Christ. When it beckons from the inside, how many times have we done that? You walk in, there's just something beckoning. Say something. Lay your hands on. They'll get well. That's not you. That's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Dwells within you.
That's right.
We always want the angel of the Lord, don't we? We want him to stand right there and say, now go pray, do this. He already said, Jesus' own words, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Amen.
These signs will follow them that believe.
Amen. That's right.
And my dad says, clean the room. I don't have to say, do I need to make my bed? Do I need to put my clothes away? I don't need those details.
Come on.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
And when Jesus said that, I don't need to, is this the right time to pray for somebody? Anybody been led of the devil to pray for someone?
Go on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Jesus.
But we're living in an age like no other.
Amen.
This is it. As we preached at New Year's, this is it. This is the end time. This is the end of the end time.
Right.
It's going to wrap up so fast, it'll be like that. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Remember, it'll be a day that nobody thinks.
Right.
Nobody thinks, but it'll just be walking one day, just like Enoch did. All of a sudden, his faith began to rise.
Yes.
And it was just one morning, he's like, oh my Lord, you're going to come speak like before? See, the problem with most Christians, they don't hear him on a day-to-day basis. He's just on Sunday. Well, Sunday they can make it. Or he's just
on
Wednesday. Or just when this one brother speaks, then I hear from God.
Come on. Brother.
Shows you're already a Nicolaitan anyways.
Amen.
People are so worried about preachers being Nicolaitan. I've met thousands of laity that are Nicolaitans.
Come on.
Wait for the preacher to hear from God. Wait for the preacher to have a vision. What about you?
Right. Come on.
Did you receive the Holy Ghost?
Come on.
Chances are, if you believe that way, you haven't just yet. But if you know there's something in me that's unlimited, that has all power, all authority, and I don't have to call the pastor up to get anything from them, I can ask God.
That's right. Amen.
And we think, my, I wish Jesus was standing there.
Come on.
I'd go ask him, right? Remember when the boat was a rocket and the storm was coming, they thought they were going to die. They just, where's Jesus? Let's go find him. We think, wouldn't it be nice if he was just that close right there in the boat?
It is.
The prophet said he's even closer than that now.
Come on.
He lives in me.
Come on.
And I in him.
Amen.
Are one.
Amen.
With a holy union to the point where you can't separate. You can't distinguish it. Remember when Adam and Eve, when they were first made, they had one name. Adam.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
And when the Lord said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And that man began to rise up and said, I came in my Father's name, and you received me not.
Uh-huh.
Out of him came forth you and I.
Amen. Come on.
And what happened on the day of Pentecost is I'm jumping all over the place. I hope that's all right today. The Lord at the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came back as we know, and it was that faith seed coming back to the church again, and it began to put forth an alpha bride.
Come on.
Those that could produce Christ the same as Christ was, to the point where they said, these are Christians.
Amen.
Amen. Not these are message believers.
Come on.
These are Andrewites or they're Reaganites or they're this and that. They didn't have any of that kind of identification.
Come on.
We can tell they've been with Jesus because they do what we heard him do.
Amen.
And you want to be a witness for God? Do what Jesus did.
Amen.
And he didn't go around worrying about doctrine all the time. He said, well, that's fine. We'll go ahead and hear what you got to say. Can you make this lame man walk?
Amen. Come on.
And some of us are afraid to take God to the challenge, but God will answer it every time if you're walking in faith.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
A lot of times, if you get a religious spirit, you know what you'll begin to see faith as? Arrogance.
Come on.
You'll see faith as arrogance. You'll see a man that stands in faith. And I even had a brother, this happened to me once, a brother that's just mighty in faith when it comes to, didn't never back down to anything. And I began to think, well, maybe that's not the Lord's will this time and things. And it sounds ridiculous, but we know we do that. We think, well, he's just kind of stuck up, a little stuffed shirt or whatever. But I began to believe, no, he's not looking at him. He's looking at him.
Amen.
And then why wouldn't Christ do it? Why, what? When did Jesus not heal somebody that asked him?
Right. Come on.
He went to feast he wasn't really even invited to. Right. He just kind of said, come on, Jesus. You want to come? We're not going to wash your feet. We're not going to pay you no attention. We're not really going to take care of you, but can you come? He showed up anyhow.
Amen.
Come on. People are surprised when they come to church and meet God. All you have to do is just say, Lord, will you talk to me?
Right.
He'll be there.
That's true.
Hallelujah. But God planted that seed on the day of Pentecost, and that's why I'm so glad to finally understand the message of the hour is a restoration of that. Amen. It is not a new thing. It's not adding. It's not taking away. That's why we didn't need anything after Revelation. It was already there, but it was lost. That seed had grown, as we know. As the Bible said, unless that seed die, it'll abide alone. And not only did Christ have to die to bring the church, that church had to die to bring forth the last bride.
Amen.
And it died there. We know at the Nicene Council, that seed went to the ground and began to die and rot away.
Amen.
To the point where you couldn't even recognize there was any life left, but there still was.
Amen.
You take a seed and plant it in the ground and give it a little while, you go dig it up, you have no idea where the life went. It looks like it's gone, but it's there nonetheless.
Amen.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the world, that ye sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
Amen.
If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed of men, but chosen of God and precious, and ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house. And as the prophet says in the statute of Pergamon over and over again, as God built the church, he builds the individual.
Amen.
So if we'll just watch the church and pattern our lives after that pattern, we better begin to realize that we're coming to a cap.
Amen.
We're coming to the end of all things.
Amen.
We're coming to the headstone.
Amen.
It's not time to live in the other ages. It's not time to live like Luther. It's not time to live like Wesley. It's not time to live like Pentecost.
Right.
It ain't time to live like 1965 either. This is 2014. We need to figure out the Word of God for now, which is this message alive in you.
Amen. That's right.
The prophet didn't come to start a new doctrine, a new denomination. He began to show what the Word had to really say about this.
Amen. That's right.
That the church was predestined to die in Nicaea,
right,
but to resurrect at the end time.
Amen.
And it brings all the scriptures together, doesn't it? He said, I will send Malachi 4 to return the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the heart of the children back to their fathers.
Right.
It doesn't say that in the first part because the fathers were Jews, the children were Christians, but now the next Christians are going back to their fathers, the Christian fathers.
Amen.
Do you see that? Not back to Jewish fathers. That's why that Elijah can't be in the book of Revelations.
That's right.
All the way out there with Moses. That's not what Malachi 4 is talking about. It's talking about the church.
Amen.
It's talking about the children that were birthed in Christianity. Let's go back to the Pentecostal fathers. We should expect to walk like the book of Acts.
Amen.
Say, well, I'm just a housewife. I'm just this. I'm a loser. No, you ain't.
Come on.
Did you receive the Holy Ghost?
Yes, Lord. Come on.
Amen.
And God, before the foundation of the world, saw something in you that wasn't haphazard. It wasn't by chance. He purposely drained himself and put it in you.
Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Can you go back to that time before there was time?
Come on.
Amen.
And think, if you're the God of the universe, what do you want to do? You want to spend time with your family.
Amen.
And you create this perfect world, knowing what would happen, knowing that the only way to express love is to have a choice between this
Come
and
on.
This. Is to have a choice between that and that. Yeah. So God created that way, knowing what man would do. Jesus demonstrated the same thing, didn't he? He sat there with the ministry the whole time, knowing who Jesus or Judas was.
Right.
The whole time. But it didn't affect him at all. He still called him friend.
Right.
He still tried to love him. He's the rich young ruler, even he knew he was going to reject it.
Amen. Come on.
What does the Bible say? He, looking on him, loved him.
Amen. Amen.
How much more the Christian? That didn't mean his love wasn't, well, you know, if you don't do this, you'll probably be okay. Love told him the truth. But in a way for his benefit.
You understand? Jesus wanted the rich young ruler to get saved.
Right.
That's what his intention was. God wanted the human race to be saved. And it's not time to listen to Laodicea in the world and the image that they have of God, that God's just this big old mean brute and he's just trying to send everybody to hell. When it's the complete opposite picture. If it wasn't for him, we'd all head straight to hell. If it was my choice, I'd head straight to hell. As fast as I could go. But it's not the church of the living God. We were predestinated before the foundation of the world. God put something in you that he loved.
Amen.
We love him.
Amen.
Because. I love that word. I don't have to guess. Why do I love God? He loves me. And why are we always fighting with, oh, does God really love me? Does God really save me? Does God really, am I really going to make the rapture? Am I really serving him? Am I just... How do you love him if he don't love you?
Amen.
That would contradict the scripture, doesn't it? If there's something in you that just loves Jesus Christ, that you just love, you read his word, and even when you do go astray and you read something else, it just don't sit right. It just don't feed good. It ain't what you want to do. You want the word. You begin to listen to the message of the hour, and something on the inside just, oh, I just love that. I just love that. You feel the Spirit of God around you as people are worshiping things. There's something in you that just loves that. Just loves that. It proves you're predestinated.
Amen.
We're coming to a cap in this. Let me read a few quotes here. Spoken words, the original seed. And if there's any two messages I can get to someone who's already born again. If you ain't born again, go read the token. Is that right? That's really what you need to get the token before you even start dissecting what it even is in the first place. But there's two messages that Brother Bram says, I'm saying this so that the church may know where I stand. Spoken words, the original seed, Christ the mystery of God revealed. And I'll give you this, it's going to be a marathon. They're the two longest sermons he ever preached.
Amen.
Spoken word, the original seed, is two parts, both 3 hours long. And that's just the preaching too. Oh, Brother Andrew, you're just preaching too long today.
Come on, preach it. Amen.
See what happens? We don't think the God of Brother Branham is the God of Brother Andrew. We think it's different.
Come on.
And I understand, as far as a pastor, I don't plan on preaching every time 3 hours because the prophet said don't do that.
Right, come on.
But if he would... Are we okay with that?
Amen.
Are we okay that
Amen.
Brother Ram didn't want to go that long, but he knew, I have to get this on tape because I'll die soon. He knew he was going to be taken off the scene. Amen. And he had to get it to the bride.
Right.
You see, how much desire did Brother Ram have to give to this? I have a personal testimony from Brother Tom Diller and Mary Diller about when Brother Ram preached the rapture. How many's listened to that tape or read the book? There's a section there where you'll see it's not even close to the end just yet, but Brother Branham says, I think the lady in the back wants the room, so we'll get along real quick here. You know what that lady was doing? She wasn't just like, she was rattling stuff. She was making a bunch of havoc trying to come on. And they said it was just crazy looking around, just the disrespect you saw. People walking out in the back, people making noise because it was like a banquet, right? And they were hitting their tables and stuff like that. And he preached through that.
Uh-huh.
The rapture.
Amen. Amen.
People think that they're going to go up to the face of God and have a case against why you didn't believe the message.
Mm-hmm.
It was right. How many of you would have begged to have been at that service?
Yes.
And look, the people that were sitting there couldn't care less. How many would have wanted to walk with Jesus on the shores of Galilee through Jerusalem? Thousands got to. It said multitudes followed him.
Right.
But only a few even cared who he was. And it'll be the same in this day. It'll be the same at the end. People looking for Jesus. Where is he? Where's the Son of Man? And that's why they start coming up with these doctrines. Oh, he already came spiritually and all this, and it's already done. Or it's so far off. Oh, my, I wish just eat, drink, and be merry. I heard that before, and the Bible didn't go too well for those people, did it?
Amen.
The Christian, you can find the difference the Christian lives in now.
Amen.
If he's backslid, he'll figure it out right now. It's time to stop. Don't put off to another day. Right now is the day of salvation. I'm here to serve God today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Spoken words, the original seed. All the Old Testament was types that point to Christ and his church.
Amen.
You believe Adam and Eve pointed to Christ and his church? You believe Jehovah and his wife pointed to Christ and his church? Well, if them are types and this is the antitype, it has to be like the type.
Amen. Amen. Come on, glory.
The antitype takes from the type. Christ is the head, the true stone of God. How many remember the vision of Daniel? The stone that the builders rejected came down and it crushed that golden, silver, bronze, all that everybody man had made, thought it was so beautiful. It just crushed that in a moment and it began to build a big mountain.
Amen.
And we didn't even know its name. It's New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Everybody pictured a city 1,500 miles tall.
Come on.
I want to live there.
Yeah.
I'll have my little plot somewhere on the mountain somewhere. You all come visit once in a while. Christ is the head, the true stone of God. Do you believe that?
Come
the
on.
True word, the bride is his body.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Skipping down to another paragraph here. Same spoken word. What was he? God's word, which destroys the works of the hybrid, the devil.
Amen.
Remember what we just read.
That's
the
right.
Body is like the church. The antitype
amen.
Is like the type.
Amen. That's right.
Is that right? He was done to do that. He was born to be that. To destroy the works of the devil.
Right.
Now his body is to do the same.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Because the body is, the head and body is together. That's right. If Christ is the head, was the word, his body has to be the same thing as his head was.
That's right.
That's right. A church of the word, born of the word, virgin born from
Amen.
The word. No denominations
Amen.
Attached. Not denominational now. Virgin born from the word.
Amen.
The way the body operates is by the head.
Amen.
That right? My body can't move until my head tells it to do, to
right.
move. Well, what if my head is flesh and my body is concrete? Huh? Can't move. Head can say, move, 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 move. And I hate to say it, the Spirit of God's been moving in the message. It's over, this, I would say more all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Move.
On.
Go. It's you. You're the one.
Come
God's
on.
Not waiting around on anybody but you to do His word.
Amen.
And I think if there's any nation, if there's any group of people, it's the American Message Church that needs to hear that. You're not doing what the Word said. Get busy.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
You say, well, I already got the Holy Ghost. I've done my part. Maybe you're the one to spread it to the next person.
Right.
Maybe
on,
you're
right.
Philip sitting
Come
at a
on.
Revival. And instead of leaving that revival to go find one soul that you think is a waste of time, that's what's holding back the rapture.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Very well could be, couldn't it?
Right.
We're looking for big things. It says, I can't remember what it was. One of them 1800s preachers, maybe Spurgeon or somebody, said something like this. Many a man will do big things for God, but very few will do little things for God.
Right. Come on.
You think, oh, I just handed somebody $5. That could have been the turning point in that person's life
right.
to see
right.
a Christian that loves.
That's right.
I've had it happen to students, and I know it's very discouraging at times because, as I was sharing with the brothers, God will move in your life. He'll do supernatural things
right.
for people, and they still don't believe.
Right.
It's
Come
not
on.
Up to you and me. Not up to you and me is to let the supernatural flow out of our lives,
right.
that there's no excuse.
Right.
The majority of Jesus' ministry, and it wasn't pleasant, He didn't desire it, the majority of His ministry was condemning unbelievers. Just because of what He said. That's what John said in the book of John. This is the condemnation that's coming to the world. That God has brought light, but men have loved the darkness more than the light.
Right. Amen.
Nobody will have a case against God on Judgment Day. God will begin to bring back every time He tried to speak to them. Every time He sent a person. And what are they going to do? Aren't you glad you're not trusting in you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. My body can't move until my head tells it to move. What if my body is flesh and my head is flesh and my body is concrete, huh? Can't move. Head can say, move, 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 move. But there's nothing to send a message to.
Come on.
My, isn't that good? There's nothing to send the message to. That's right. Well, if my head is Christ and my body is a denomination, how is it going to work? And we'll say, oh, I'm not Baptist, I'm not Presbyterian. You can be a one-man denomination.
That's right.
There's plenty of denominational spirits in the message,
sure.
but they'll never be able to denominate it because there's too much truth in it.
Right.
Because what happens the second they try to start a group, people begin to actually read what Brother Branham says, and it's not coinciding with the group anymore.
Right.
You see why the message itself cannot denominate? Because it's not denomination. It's
That's
a
right.
life.
Right.
And it's not any life. It's God.
That's right, man.
Revealing Himself. He revealed Himself
Amen.
Through Christ, and now He reveals Himself through the bride.
Amen.
Which is none other than Christ in another right. form at the end time.
Amen.
The Omega
right.
Bride who has the same power,
right.
the
Amen.
Same potentials, the same spoken word that created this earth I'm standing on now
Amen.
Indwells us
Amen.
That are born of the Spirit.
Amen.
And it seems so hard
Amen.
To get that to people. Speak the word. And people will speak doubts and it comes to pass.
Come on.
They got so much faith in doubt.
Yeah. Come on.
It's crazy to say, but how many have seen that? People might, they'll just speak cancers. There it is. They'll speak depression. They got it. Put that faith and speak the word.
Amen.
But that little bit of trial period, isn't it? That's where you find out if they really got faith or not. There's always that. As a minister, you deal with it on a scale I never would have thought. Every time you preach, there's doubt. Every time you pray for someone, there's doubt. Every time you go to do something for God, there's doubt there. And Paul already said that. When I would do good, evil is present.
Amen.
You think the devil's just going to let you stomp on his kingdom and just wash from the sideline? Too bad too many Christians fight the devil that way. Oh man, look at him. He's just taking my family. What are we going to do?
Come on.
Realize that your side of the football ain't got nobody out there. No wonder they're just scoring all the time. You got to play a little defense once in a while.
Come on. That's right.
And play defense with the intention of going on offense. And then let's get the ball back and stomp all over the devil. Can I preach football? I hope your sister's okay with that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, if my head is Christ and my body's a denomination, how's it going to work? How can purity and a whore work together?
I
love it, brother. And I tell you, I like to preach on some of this a while. The way the body of Christ, the way the body operates is by the head. And the head is the Word.
Amen.
That's right. The head is the Word. Ephesians 4. Turn with me quickly. How many's enjoying the Word today? Amen. Hallelujah. I'll find it here. Ephesians 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love. Isn't that what we just got through? Jesus saying, you are always to speak the truth as a Christian. You're never to back down from the truth. You're never to back down from the message.
Right.
You never have to back down and say, God, oh, God didn't send a prophet. God sent a prophet.
Hey, that's right, amen.
God, and that prophet had a goal that was sent from God to restore me to apostolic faith.
Amen.
And I'm here to pronounce the apostolic faith lives.
Amen.
It's the same God amongst his people today, operating the same as Jesus Christ did.
Come on.
What do you have need of? Ask, and you shall have it.
Amen. That's right.
See, that's pretty bold, Brother Andrew. I said this, and God didn't give it to me. I didn't say just ask him this. I said ask him faith.
Right.
That's right. And faith declares what God already knows before the foundation of the world must come to pass.
Amen.
Did you picture that for a minute? Your faith that's moving on you is a predestinated thought of God for that hour.
Amen.
Too many times I believe it gets missed. With Abraham, and now what happened? God kept bringing them around again. Missed it. Come back around again. Missed it. Sold off his wife. Sold off. Come back around. But he knew, I've got faith in Abraham. He's got it in there. And we know that the Bible says he never staggered.
That's right. Come on.
That means the man on the inside never disbelieved. He just got in the flesh.
Right.
Come on.
He began to reason and things, but there was still something that held on and said, I know that was wrong. I don't know what we were doing. I know it's supposed to be. And come right back. Isn't that what it is for us now? We go, oh my, I know it's, I did that and I did it. But I know what it's supposed to be. I know what this life is within me. I know that it's unstoppable. I know that all power is dwelling in my heart.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
When we begin to allow, like we said, sickness and things to dictate our lives, it's not time to back down on the Word. It's time to realize that's God's test permitted to see if you'll let faith live or not.
Right.
He's already put it in you. Look, when you're born again, all that you'll ever have was given.
Right.
And before the foundation of the world, it was sitting there, but now it's quickened.
Amen.
And it's alive.
Amen.
And it begins to put forth the same life. Let's just read that here. With every wind of doctrine deceived by their, excuse me, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things.
Amen.
Which is the head, even Christ, from which the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted, by which every joint supplies. Ha ha. Guess what? You're supplying the body of Christ somehow.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
And I don't think the Bible says that there are 9 spiritual gifts. I don't remember there being just gifts of I can cook, gift I can do this. Look, sister, you might be able to speak in tongues and you're just afraid to do it.
Come on, that's right.
Because we've been taught, oh man, that's a Pentecostal. I'm Pentecostal. Sorry to break it to you. I'm Pentecostal in Scriptures. And the Scripture gave all 9 spiritual gifts. It gave all the fruit of the Spirit. You must have the whole package. Because it's not us just grabbing things here and there. It's the person himself. That is the definition of Christ.
Amen.
You understand? It's character and power.
Amen.
Infinite and put together.
Amen.
As Brother Branham said, you look at the man and you could look at him and almost feel sorry for him. But then you begin to... There's just such that you just see the power that he has.
Yeah.
That he's so it's just right. So there's no way to describe what Amen. Jesus Christ really is like. And we need to get to the point where people look at you and I and they can call you Christians.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
They can take notice that you've been with Jesus.
Amen.
I hand out tracts once in a while and things, and excuse me, let me finish reading that scripture real quick. Verse 16. From which the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto, of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The whole body, as we talked about there, it had died back there in Nicaea, but it began to rise and it began to grow and it began to grow. Remember, as God framed the church, He does you and I. When you were born again, that's when the life began to grow and within you.
Come on.
And knowing that you're sealed to the day of redemption, we don't worry about being saved after you get saved. That's it. Amen. Once you're really saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, you're sealed to the day of redemption.
Amen.
But God's work is not just to save you, He is to use you.
Amen.
That's why He gave you the Holy Ghost, not just to lay around, that the life of God can become quickened and it can begin to portray itself out of you. That way, when you look at the statue of perfect man, it don't look like an endless goal. There's something on the inside that's already achieved that. And what's the very bottom?
Faith.
And I believe it's almost like proportional. If you'll just build more faith, everything else just grows. Just put more faith out. It'll put it. Because how does faith even work? What does the Bible say? By love. Faith with worketh by love. And oh, we'll get out the formulas and go, but I thought faith was here and it has to build up to here. And it's the life. The life is there.
That's right.
I hope you know, all of that is one life.
Amen.
And before the foundation of the world, it was put in you.
Come on.
And then one day, as the prodigal son, he came to himself.
Come on.
Literally to himself. You come to yourself yet? Your theophany. Have you come to yourself?
Amen.
Who you really are? It's not time to identify with the flesh. When Paul said, I sin, he said, I do not do it. It is sin that dwells within me.
That's right.
It's not me anymore that lives. It's Christ that lives.
Amen.
And not just Jesus Christ, the body. That's on the right hand of God. The life is here again.
That's right. Amen.
God is here to reveal Himself in flesh again. Not His flesh, not His, my flesh. Right. He's here to reveal that He's still alive in flesh today.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
And people look in here, look in there, can't find Him. Go look in a mirror.
Right.
And not just any mirror, the mirror of the Word.
Amen.
And you'll begin to realize that that is me. But for the foundation of the world, that's why God wrote that. There'd be a bride without spot or wrinkle. He saw me coming. Can you believe that today? Can you believe that? Can you forget about this world? Can you forget about distractions? Can you forget about all, and take heed to what the Word has said?
That's right, amen.
What it has told you, you are.
Amen.
You're an invincible
amen.
Army.
Amen. That's right.
Invincible. Sickness can come. Death can come. Anything that the devil has can come. It cannot stop you.
Amen.
Because as I said, it's not just us. It's just arrogant men trying to walk it through. It's Papa God driving this army.
Come on. Amen.
Hey, I tell you this. There ain't flanks in this army.
Come on.
It's one solid line of troops.
Amen.
We don't need backup in the house of God. We don't need it. It's all fit together.
Amen.
If you can picture the body, that's why I said every joint supplies. Because if you take, would you say that? We had a whole line here protecting this.
That's
you
right.
Take one person out, there's a hole now.
Right.
So you can get in. A chain is the strongest and its weakest link. It's time for the church to live in God to take personal responsibility.
Amen.
Say, if I'm backslid, I'm not just hindering me. I'm hindering the entire body of Christ.
Amen.
And on top of that, I'm hindering Christ Himself because He's linked to me.
Amen. Come on. Amen.
For all eternity,
amen.
He's linked to me.
Amen.
And it's not time to get legalistic. It's just time to fall in love with God again.
Amen.
And when, how often, brother, do I need? Every day.
Amen.
And let's just bring it on to every hour, every 30 seconds. Just fall in love all over again. Let it be your honeymoon all the time. You didn't just marry Christ. Oh, then we just kind of ease into marriage, you know, and we do in the flesh sometimes. But I don't think in the spirit it's to be that way. I don't think we're going to get bored in eternity loving God. Because it's not a yesterday. It's not a tomorrow. It's just now. And do you ever realize that your comprehension has no idea what the present even is?
Amen. Come on.
Oh, where'd it go? Is it here? Oh, it's gone.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I'm going to do... That was in the future. Oh, my. Where is it? We're going to live in that.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry. Where is... Oh, it's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Amen.
Aren't you glad when you get to heaven, you're not going to worry about God changing His mind about you?
Amen.
What kind of heaven would that be going? Are we going to hell today?
Come on.
Or is He going to destroy... Is He going to love me the same today?
Come on.
It's the same God. That's why it's so pivotal that we believe that right now.
Amen.
We have to believe that the same God of Moses is the same God right now. If God can split the Red Sea, He didn't change at all. He can split a way for us to make it to the house of God.
Amen.
He can split a way for our finances to work
That's
its
right.
way out. And I believe He can physically move mountains if He wants to. I believe He can use me, whatever inspiration He gives me.
Right.
He did it, as I heard Brother Kadri did. When God gives you supernatural thoughts, because He knows you can do it.
Amen.
And if you want reason, just act upon it and say it. It will happen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Christ the mystery of God revealed. Now, I hope I can bring this down, that this is not this headstone. I understand that the whole church is coming to the headstone, but you have to as an individual.
Amen.
The body is only built by individuals who become this, and then God is the one that puts it all together. You say, well, all the church meet together in one place? Yeah, in Christ.
Amen.
You understand? Right. So it ain't time to worry about what building we go to. It ain't time with all this and getting on the politics and all those things that people want to emphasize so much on. Well, you go there, well, I guess you ain't making it. The individual.
Oh, right. Amen.
And you can go on a group of believers that are just all great and wonderful and right on the word and things, and you go to hell.
Right.
Sure.
Because
right.
it's not a group at all. It never will be. It's every individual.
Amen. Amen.
Christ's mystery, God revealed. Let me read a few quotes here, if that's all right.
Okay.
Not say my church. Now, my church has nothing to do with it. It's an individual. One person. All hell is against this teaching.
That's right.
All hell is against this truth because it is the truth.
That's right.
Skipping down. But all this mystery is revealed only as He promised to His bride. Hell is against this truth of the revelation of this mystery, but the bride is standing on it. That's her stand. Why do you hunger, church? Why do you thirst? It's the Father trying to reveal this hidden secret to you. But you let so many things get it out of you. You let your job, you let your wife, you let your husband, you let your children, you let the cares of the world, you let some pastor.
Come on.
Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
Look, a pastor's not any higher than any other
That's
person
right.
in the house of God. If they don't talk to the word, you don't have to listen to that.
That's right, amen.
Don't let any person hold you down right. from the promise of God. You let some pastor, you let somebody else get that out of you when you know that way down in deep in your heart you're thirsting, hungry. It's God trying to reveal it to you. See, the revelation. What is the revelation that God's trying to give? The revelation that Christ is the mystery of God.
That's right.
So that's nice. And as we talked before, you have to recognize that the Father is in Christ first.
That's right.
That's the first fold, is that God revealed Himself in Jesus Christ.
Right.
And when you look at Jesus Christ, everything He did, everything He thought, everything He said was what God would have done.
Amen.
Because they were the same person.
That's right, man.
That's why oneness had in its truth had to come in this last day the way
right.
it did. That's why Trinitarian had to be destroyed
that's
so
right.
strongly over and over and over again, because that's the first building block. But oneness doctrine now, the Pentecostal oneness, will stop there.
Right. That's right.
But that's not the mystery of God.
Come
You've
on.
Only
that's
started
right.
Amen.
Amen.
The mystery of God.
Come
Amen.
On.
Because as God revealed Himself in Jesus Christ,
hey,
and Jesus Christ
God.
Revealed in Him, Himself hey, now, reveals the bride of Christ.
Amen. That's right.
And until you can see that the bride of Christ is you as the individual, all hell will fight to keep it from you.
Right.
If it's a weakness you have, He'll let you just dwell on that. Dwell on that. Dwell on that. And if it's, and I'll be honest, if it is something that's hindering you, you need to take care of that.
Right.
But aren't you glad there's a fountain flowing with rivers of blood that was shed to wash the sins of the world? And if it wasn't for that atonement, the bride wouldn't have a chance no matter what she was. Because God is not unjust.
That's right.
If we have sin, we won't make it.
Right.
And you'll have people come tell you, well, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, that's true. Well, there's another thing too, isn't there? Everyone that's born of God doth not commit sin.
Amen.
And as we say that over and over again, and you watch people, they kind of just look at you like, oh, that's a good thought. Begin to realize, is the revelation even there yet?
Come on.
But as we just read there, I'm not surprised at all, because all hell fights this. This one principle, because if you can get this, everything else just flows right in line.
Amen.
People just picking one little cherry off and, oh, I'll get this little healing. But if you'll just become the tree, you don't
Come
have
on.
To worry about it. What is the bride tree? Did you ever read what Brother Bram said? It's the tree of life restored
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
It's the threefold mystery of God. Adam, Eve, and Eden. Hallelujah, Christ. And you and I
Amen.
In the paradises of God.
Hallelujah.
But that revelation must strike here, that the capstone has returned. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This bride has been built up to where the ministry of the bride and the ministry of Christ, you can't distinguish them. They're exactly the same. Hallelujah. To where the prophet could say this, listen, Christ's ministry God revealed, that our headship is a kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you, said the Bible, Jesus. The kingdom. We are not a denomination. We belong to a kingdom. And the kingdom is the word of God made spirit and life in our own lives, bringing to pass every promise in this day as it did in the day when the word and God was one. And the word and God is one in his church today. Listen, making it the headship of the body that is redeemed to bring the message in the last day. The bride, literally. And we could read all those things. The 1 John where it says, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we'll see him as he truly is. Not just Jesus Christ the man, but what was within him that was unlocked on the day of Pentecost and became many. People look at it and think we're polytheist. Because the Bible says ye are gods, doesn't it? Says Jesus said, if you call them gods, that the word of God came to you, how do you condemn me for calling that? I say I'm the Son of God. Amen. And it'll be the same in this day. What were they condemning Jesus for? Not his miracles. Uh-oh. Not his works. What was it? Him being a man, making himself God. Amen. And it shows you that the world will always have it backwards. That's take right. What the world says and flip it around, you'll have the word.
That's right.
Amen.
You're a man making yourself God. It was God making himself man.
That's right.
You're a church trying to make yourself Christ. No. It was Christ making himself a church.
Amen.
And not just any church, a bride. Amen. Not just any bride, his bride.
Amen.
His wife that had the exact same life that he had. Like I said before, if there's any message after you've been born again now, it's Christ's mystery God revealed. You read this and just soak it in. Let me just read something out here. What is the new birth then? You'd say, well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you.
Right.
And we used to think, oh, that's just because now I know who he is.
Amen.
And then you go, oh, I know who he is.
Amen.
Amen.
You understand? That's what it means. And people, oh, it's just this revelation. It's just this, what's that word again for just the thought? Anybody? It's not rhema. It's, is that right? What are those two words? I don't know. But one is a thought. One's the word, right? And too many people just have, logos becomes rhema, right? So many people just have the word and the thought. And they're right. That's what's so hard about message people a lot of times. They are right. You have the right doctrine. But it's not living.
Amen.
It's just up here, so it's not the real Logos. Because the Logos didn't just stay Logos. It became flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It became Rima. It became reality.
Amen.
And we could say, oh, Christ is the church, and blah, blah, and the church is this, and she's this and this. One day it's got to live. It's got to become reality. And quit looking around for it. It's you.
Amen.
God's waiting for you.
Amen.
And I think when the church finally sees that when I was born again, all of this was already done.
Amen.
You won't have to say, let's praise Amen. The Lord now. Let's say praise God. It'll just begin to flow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
That's right.
I once was blind. Now I can see the truth.
Right.
I don't have to look at me anymore.
Amen.
I can look to Christ.
Hallelujah.
And people look to ministers and go, how do you get faith like that? Right there. I rest everything on what I just said.
Amen.
Everything. That he became me.
Yeah,
that I could be him.
Amen.
I didn't ask to be this. He made me this. All I did is say, yes, Lord, your idea is better than what I thought.
Amen.
That's all a Christian has to do is say,
Amen.
I was dumb. You're right.
Amen.
There's two things I tell my wife. I said this a long time ago, but there's two things I say to my wife more than anything. It's I love you and I'm sorry.
Amen.
Any man here probably say the same thing. But if there's anything we need to say to Christ, it's probably those two things more than anything else, isn't it? He don't want us doing penance and crawling back up and saying, oh, Jesus, just go ahead and whack me. Don't, not too hard. And just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I still love you. I love you with all my heart. I know I don't know why I did it. I'm sure Abraham thought the same thing. He'd done met Melchizedek come on the hill. I already talked to him and all this. And then he's sitting here. And remember when Abraham was told the promise? He laughed in the face of God too. He said, what? I'm going to have a child. And I think it was. I'm sure he was willing to confess it. Sarah was trying to hide it now.
Right.
She's like, oh, no, I didn't laugh. Well, you just lied right in the face of God. That's not good.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yeah. But God is gracious, and as we could go through all types and things like that, but I just want to bring it down. Let me just read this. I'll try to wrap up here soon. The token is the token. This is coming out of Desperations. It's you and Christ as persons together, see? It's the Holy Spirit, His life in you, working His own life through you. Back to the Word, because the messages and the messages and the messages has to wind down into the entire Word. You get it now? Not just one here, not this. Not, it has to be the whole Word. Some people just focus on the power of God. That's part of it. But without the life of God, without the character of God, you have nothing. And some people just focus on the life of God and just being nice. But where's the power of God? It has to be the whole person of Christ. And in the last days, the seven seals being opened was to pick up every straggle that's been left off in it and make the whole thing in one great big body of the bride. That them who lived back there that was not perfect until this church be perfected. Do you realize the whole rest of the body is waiting on us? Isn't that what Hebrews said? We haven't got there yet, but he says they're waiting to be made perfect.
Amen. Come on.
God having promised us some greater thing that they without us cannot be made perfect. And I began to think, well, oh, maybe they're just waiting on us. No, without us. Us coming to the whole capstone, the whole body can't resurrect yet. Who's calling the resurrection?
Amen. Us.
The bride will. Amen. And it won't just be the bride saying her own accord. It will be the voice of the resurrection living out through the bride. Amen. The shout will become the voice.
Amen.
And the voice will become the trumpet.
Amen.
It's all the same God the whole time, just moving. How many realize that? Then it's you.
Come on.
When you wake up every day, do you realize that this could be the day God anoints you to call forth the resurrection?
Come on. Amen.
And I believe what will begin to raise us up, we'll begin to see dead loved ones again.
Sure.
That's what will make our faith just not stop. Once I see my grandpa walk in the room, you can tell me, I ain't worried about the bills. I'm leaving. I'll still go to work. Because you know what the prophet said? He said, you're going to plant potatoes? It don't matter. Go ahead and plant them. All the way to the end. Because God does things in secret. He ain't showing this off. He just wants to show you.
Amen.
He'll come meet the whole world one day. Don't worry. They'll all see him one day. I'm not looking for him that time.
Amen.
I would already be with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now watch. What's come after the seven seals? The uniting of the people. United sign, the red flashing lights flashing in the last days. The sign of women getting prettier and man that they would do. And all these signs of the Holy Spirit leading up. And then come right back here to the capping off of all those messages since the seven seals. It's capped off in this one thing, the token.
Amen.
That's where we're all right. Just check yourself and see if we're in the faith.
Come on.
The Bible says, now are we the sons of God.
Hey.
As the Holy Spirit, as I told you guys, moved on me about the storm and things. And I know I wasn't probably the only one praying, and I'm sure there's others too. And even my dad had a real powerful experience he told me about where he just recognized, I'm a son of God. And you know what it was? It wasn't even in a big anointed church service. It was driving down the road one day. That's when God will meet you.
That's right.
When you're just loving Him. You ain't trying to show off. You ain't trying. You're just loving Him. And people won't do that in the house of God, hardly will it. They won't just say, you know what? I'm not going to look at this, brother. I'm not going to look at this. I'm just going to worship God today.
Come on. That's right.
And you get a whole group of people doing that, you better get ready for the supernatural just to start flying right through.
Amen.
But God is a perfect gentleman. If there's one break, He'll wait.
Yep. Come on.
He'll wait. He won't pour it out. He'll wait. Because He knows that evil thing, He does it because the rain will bring to fruition anything.
Amen.
So, and we're not just anybody. We're His children.
Amen.
You see another person with their little boy with a knife or something, you might want to say something, but chances are you're not too concerned. Your boy's got a knife. You'll make sure you find out. Hey, whoa. You know, if he's too young for it, you can't have that.
Come on.
Now, Brother Taz, I guess he's okay at about one or two, right? And driving the car at nine, he was telling me. But when it's your children, it changes things. You're a child of God. God fashioned us with His hands. He could have just been like, oh, there it is. But He took His time. As Brother Branham preaches the masterpiece, He took His time. And He's taking His time now in your and I's life. Just molding us, making us, letting us go through this, letting us get shaved this off. He's just taking his time because he cares that much. You ever thought about this? Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And that God had spoken things into existence and just done. But he said, I'm going to go take my time to prepare you a place. And if you ever listen to Future Home, the Heavenly Bride, Earthly, or the Heavenly Groom and the Earthly Bride, Brother Branham says that Jesus went to prepare it just like his wife would want. And we think we got figured out what we want. And every time, you know, you think you like this color carpet, and then a week later you realize you don't like it. You think you like this wall, you realize you don't like it. There's one person who already done thought it all the way through. He knows what you and I like. And you want to know what we like? The Word.
Amen.
We like the Word.
Amen.
Because the Word is responding to the Word.
Amen.
Do you know why you were given the token? It wasn't for God to figure out who you were. It was so you could see it. And that revelation wasn't supposed to just stick in our head and we just get all boasted up about it and, oh, we're the bride and everybody else is done. It was sent to live.
Amen.
What's the real point, or the real pivotal point of a Christian to realize if he's really a Christian or not? Does he live for others or does he live for himself? Because living for others, you'll see the power of God way faster than trying to live for yourself all the time.
Sure.
I think sometimes when we go to prayer, we pray for ourselves a little too much than everybody else. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. Sometimes like, oh, Lord, I need help with this and this and this. And I begin to think, well, that brother's struggling with that.
Yeah.
I want to pray for him. And I believe if you just pray for him, God will get... Isn't that what Solomon did? Remember, he didn't ask for this. He didn't ask for that. He didn't ask... He just said, Lord, just give me wisdom to help your people. And God said, just because you asked for that, I'll give you all that other stuff.
Right.
I think we quit worrying about our finances and quit worrying about this and actually worry about the spiritual things. Like, oh, that brother's struggling. He's starting to doubt this and that. God, let something supernatural happen and he'll come back to the fold.
Amen.
To the point where even like Paul said, render him to Satan if you have to. But not like I've heard the message, oh, they took him out of the blood and they act like they're killing the person. And they're kind of arrogant about, oh, yeah, we took them out of the blood. That's not why you take people out of the blood. You take people out of the blood because you want them to come back.
Right. Come on.
You don't want them to go out there and die. You want them to be saved.
Amen.
And even if God's going to tear the flesh up, give them cancer, just put them on a deathbed, let them say, Jesus, I'm sorry. Give me the Holy Ghost one time. That's all I want.
Amen.
Then they can pass. You know, it's not easy in the flesh. I understand that. That's not easy at all. We've lost saints. We've lost sinners. It's never easy. But if you know, I'll see him again.
Mm-hmm.
If we can rest assured and say, they're not dead.
Amen.
I'm going to see them. And they're not light years away. It's right here.
Yeah.
And I know we can fight whether they can see us or not, but I bet if they could see us and how we fret and stew about and all this stuff, that they just tell us, just quit doing that.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're missing. And that was Hope when she came back. Remember, he called her back. He says, well, you've preached about it, Brother Bill, Brother Ben. You've preached about it, but you have no idea what it is. And we know that the Bible says that. It says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither come the thoughts of men what God has in store for them that love him. But his Spirit has begun to reveal that to us. We begin to get taste of that place. If you just think of going to a place where your thoughts are always the Word. Every woman's holy and pure, and there's no jealousy, there's no hate. We just run up and hug a woman, and it's nothing. Just brothers and sisters, all in one big, great harmony. You don't got to ever have those funny feelings around brother so-and-so.
Yeah. Come on.
You don't got to worry, I might not speak that, because everybody loves the Word.
Amen.
And those are just the little tastes of it, right? When it really begins to manifest. Brother Branham only went past the curtain of time, and he said, there's not even words for that. That's not even the marriage supper. That's not even the millennium. That's not even New Jerusalem yet. What will it be when we get over yonder? Hallelujah. Let's stand together today. Let's bow our heads together. Can we just play a Longing for Jesus, 281 TSC. Bow our heads together, each one. And I trust that each one, as you respond to the Word, and I know how our flesh is and our minds and things, but I believe down in your heart you believe this. You're saying, Lord, I'm just tired of doubting this. I'm tired of thinking I'm something else or I'm some sinner still. But, Lord, if there's any kind of promise I'm not taking, Lord,
Let me let you just grow that faith in my heart now to receive all of your word. That all the signs that you promised to me are for me. You have that desire. I believe you say, oh, just raising my hand, that means, yes, it does. You didn't raise him to me now. It's God watching you. Look at that soldier down there. As the devil just tries to keep his hands down, tries to keep from praising, he praises anyways. If you'll raise your hand to God, I believe he'll answer you this morning. It's not time to come to the house of God and leave with needs. It's time to say, Lord, you asked, you said if I ask, you'll give it, and I'm here to receive. And more than anything, Lord, we want to receive a greater love for you than ever before. That, Lord, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Lord, as we pray together, we ask you, Lord, to make us so much more sincere than we've ever been. That we'll take every moment knowing that we'll never get that moment back again. And Lord, what could we have done with it for your kingdom? I don't mean to bash the people. I want to encourage them, Lord, that they're the bride of Christ. They're the ones that you predestinated. You sought out. You prepared the way. You filled them with the Spirit of God. But Lord, let us not live under our privileges today. Let us live in that realm of eternal peace and eternal joy where there's just healing and just life. There's no such thing as death there. There's no such thing as sickness and sorrow. As the book of Revelation says, that those things are passed away. They're gone. Lord, and you said right now, we are together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I pray that each person believe that. Lord, if there's any sick in our midst, may they leave here healed today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we think of our loved ones, we think of our friends and our families. Oh God, let us just have, not us as men, Lord, we try to do this, we try to do that, and we just fail. May there just be an unction from you, Lord, dwelling in our hearts. Let us not question that, but let us just yield to you. Then we're around those and you begin to say, testify of the works of God. Testify of what I've done in your life. We won't question it, Lord. We'll just start doing it. Lord, I pray that the signs of believers follow each person's life here today. May their faith just begin to rise higher and higher. Lord, as I know that the hearts are being expressed to you even now, I pray that you move on the scene. May the angels of the Lord that encamp all about us, may they head to each one's request, Lord. May you heal each sick one, Lord, that weren't able to come today. May it just be with each one that wanted to, Lord, and they just couldn't seem to find a way. Lord, may you encourage them today. And each one that's here in this audience, I pray, Lord, that all sin and sickness, all doubt, all fear would leave their life. And that perfect love would begin to be expressed, Lord, that they could hear your voice, not me say it, but hear you say, I love you. I predestinated you. I'll take care of you all the way. Lord, you said it in the word, but may this word that we read become reality in every heart today. Lord, if we've been wrong, if we've sinned and disbelieved you in any way, we confess it, Lord, now and say we're sorry, Father. May that blood once more just wash us completely clean. And may we be filled anew with the Holy Spirit of life. Lord, and may we take every day the same to not dwell in defeat, but to always rise in Christian victory, knowing that you've already paid the price. Help this church, I pray. Help each believer. Let them walk as the invincible army of God. We commit it all to your hands. We love and appreciate you, Lord, and believe it all to be so now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's sing that together now.
Longing, longing for Jesus,
sing it with all your heart.
To feel His presence, I have a longing in my heart for Him.
Oh yes, Lord.
Oh yes, I'm longing.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
so come, Lord Jesus, come.
I have a longing in my
heart. Just yield yourself to God now. Just worship Him with all your heart. Or just let Him consume your thoughts.
Just to be near Him, to feel His presence, I have a longing in my heart for Him.
Sing it one more time.
Oh, yes, I'm longing.
Just fall over my brother now, Lord. We flee here, Lord. All may just rise up as an eagle. Just get out of that broken period and bust all the old dross off, Lord, and fly the skies as an eagle. We believe, Lord, and accept it now. Thank you, Lord, for delivering my God. In Jesus Christ's name, we ask and believe. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, just worship and thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
I have a longing in my heart for Him, just to be near Him, to feel His presence.
Live in you now. Let it come to pass.
As I lift my hands in
worship, oh, praise Him like it's already happened.
And to magnify Thy name, flow through me.
Thank you, Father. Oh, praise You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let Him inhabit Your praise now.
Through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Oh, praise Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
As I lift my hands in worship and to magnify Thy name, flow through
right here amongst us now. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we pray.
Name is God.
Revealed in flesh, in your flesh.
Oh, Emmanuel. He's God with us. Revealed in us. His name is called Emmanuel.
Just raise our hands and praise Him and thank Him for all that He's done for us. Oh, you're so worthy. Just do it in your own way, your own heart, Lord. Just think on Him now and just show Him how much you appreciate Him. Heavenly Father, you're so good to me, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace in my life, Lord. All the times I've looked aside and struggled and all the faults and failures. And Lord, I just want to serve you so much better. But Lord, I thank you for forgiving me and loving me anyways. And when I'm sick, you heal me, Lord. And when I need you, you provide for me, Jesus. And I just thank you for that. I thank you for what you're doing in this last day. I thank you, Lord, that we're not guessing. We're not looking for some other belief, Lord, but you showed us the truth, Lord. And I'm so glad for the revelation you gave me, Lord. Oh, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me. Help me love you with all my heart. I just give you my heart anew this afternoon, Lord. Lord God, and say I'm sorry for all those things of the past. Just rededicate myself, Lord, this vessel for thy glory, Lord Jesus. May they be able to take notice that you live in me, Lord, that they can find you as well. Have peace and joy and love like never before. Grant, Lord, to each one, Jesus. Grant, Lord God, oh, praise you. Oh, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh, praise you, praise you. You feel a spirit just coming near. He inhabits the praise of his people. Hallelujah. A broken and contrite spirit, he will not refuse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise you, praise you. We exalt you, Lord Jesus, your word. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I exalt thee, I exalt thee. Oh, just take time to worship Him. Just take time to love Him. Yes, I exalt thee, I exalt. I exalt thee. everybody appreciated the word today. Let's go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap of praise and worship. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless each one. I believe the Lord answers your faith by being able to come today. I think that's wonderful. How many got what you needed from the Lord today? Yes. Hallelujah. Before we depart today, can we just sing about that land we're heading to? What will it be? I'll go ahead and let Dad take over on the song. God bless you all. Go in the power and love of God today.
What will it be when we get over yonder?
God bless you.